blood blurred Rayner's right eye, though Berger pounced on him like a fialadon, not giving him a moment to even blink. He ducked the wooden blade skimming the top of his head, and realizing he'd be no use half-blind, Rayner dropped his sword from his right hand and swung hard with his fist, smacking Berger in the chest. Not expecting that, Berger staggered backwards, skidding in the dirt. Gritting his teeth, he pushed onto the front foot, throwing away his own sword as Rayner barreled forward now, swinging for him again. Both men were out of breath, tunics dark with sweat, clinging to aching bodies. The sun was heading down, its glaring rays further hampering their vision. Berger caught Rayner's shoulder, Rayner smacked Berger's jaw, and losing his balance, Berger seized hold of his king and they fell, dust rising, swirling around the rolling men. Hitting the dirt, Rayner grunted, knuckles throbbing. He twisted too slowly, and Berger's fist hit him in the throat. Gagging and coughing, Rayner dropped onto his side. Over him in a flash, Berger pulled back his arm, ready to finish the fight. But lurching forward, Rayner grabbed his fist, keeping it back, and slamming his head into Berger's, he knocked them both senseless. Shouting out, Berger pulled away, holding a hand in the air, and then both hands were in the air, and he was coughing out something Rayner couldn't understand. He fell back onto the dirt, closing his eyes, too tired to move. A laughing Bjarni came towards them, followed by Martin carrying a tray of ale-filled cups. And holding out a hand, Bjarni pulled Rayner to his feet.
"Entertaining, my lord," he winked at his friend. "No denying you're back to your best now."
Berger spat out blood, wiping his mouth on his sleeve.
"You're welcome," he grinned, eyeing Rayner. "It's the least I could do for my king."
Rayner took a frothing cup from Martin, nodding his thanks to the old man who bobbed his head.
"You? Never shy about putting yourself forward, are you, Berger Ivan?"
Berger drained his cup in one long gulp. He held it out to Martin, who handed him another.
"Never. I've got plans for the future, so best I keep my value to you in the forefront of your mind." "Thought you didn't want a lordship yet,"
Rayner said, heading towards the yellow awning, where a table and chairs waited, sheltered from the sun.
"Not till Tal Brava's staked his claim."
"And I don't," Berger promised. "I need to be in Stornis, helping you. He'll come. Solveig's baby's not far away now. Tal Brava will come soon enough."
Dropping his head, he kept his eyes on his dusty boots as he walked. Rayner nudged him.
"Solveig will change her mind. She's just trying to keep you safe."
"Safe? Who's safe these days? With Thenorg gone? With Alarion Gallabrok and Eskvir waiting to strike? It's just a matter of time till something happens. Solveig should be here with me. I could protect her. Stornis's walls could protect her. Makes no sense that she's in Burholm. With Jonas and Vic? Ludo? What can they do to keep us safe from a northern army?"
"Alice is there too,"
Bjarni reminded him, seeing a spark in Rayner's blue eyes.
"Alice will help."
Berger shook his head, trying not to become consumed by the growing fear of what would come. They'd felt it building for months. It was already past midsummer. The sea was flowing, and according to every scout and dreamer, Tal Brava had quashed all remaining resistance in the north, now possessing a mighty fleet, commander of an army worthy of a man who wanted to be king. So where was he? Berger turned to Bjarni with a sigh.
"I hope she will, though I doubt Alice can do much against Tal Brava and his dreamer. I doubt she can do much at all."
The targets were far in the distance, three of them. Alice was out of breath, her arm aching so intensely that she thought about simply dropping it and heading back to the lake, though Magnus was standing on a boulder watching. Looking over her shoulder at him, she smiled.